This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
And KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Bailey Sokolowski to throw it in to Lindsey Conley. Kayla James out there with Squires. Here comes Sokolowski up top. Now they get it underneath Squires. She's open. She turns. She scores. They baited him. We're going to overtime.
Tonight, a trip to the girls' state tournament is on the line as the Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Hershey Panthers for the C-16 district title. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Kearney Catholic down 5, 53 seconds to go. They'll bring the ball up the floor uncontested. Mestel to the top of the circle. They're trying to get Katie Sokolowski free. They do. Top of the key, three. It's good! Sokolowski hits the first three of the entire game for Kearney Catholic. 49-47, 40 seconds to go.
After surviving one of the toughest sub-districts in the state, Kearney Catholic has just one hurdle remaining in their quest for a state tournament bid. It's the Stars and the Panthers coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cozad right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Cozad High School for Classic Hit 98.9's continuing coverage of the basketball postseason. A trip to the state tournament is on the line tonight in the C-16 District Championship game between the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars and the Lady Panthers from Hershey. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we bring you all of tonight's action. Don't forget, we are always on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com and also going on tonight on our sister station, ESPN 1460. It is Kearney High trying to get to state. They are playing Papillion La Vista South. Randy Bushcutter has the call from Hastings coming up tonight on ESPN Radio 1460. Tomorrow, the Kearney boys on ESPN 1460 will be taking on Lincoln Southwest in their district semifinals at 7:15. But tonight, all the girls' teams in Classes B, C, and D are wrapping up their districts and a handful of Class A district finals as well. We're glad to have you along with us tonight. Hershey comes in with a record of 17-4 on the season, and they have put together a nice 8-game winning streak. Their last loss came in the conference tournament against Perkins County. In fact, they have only lost that one game since the holiday tournament, and they have really been able to play some good basketball. They came out of a balanced district. Kearney Catholic may have come out of a tougher sub-district. Three of the five teams in their sub-district were ranked. Now, there were some good teams and good records in that far west sub-district, but maybe just not getting the respect in the eastern portion of the state in the rankings, because Hershey knocked off Gordon Rushville. Kimball was actually the number one seed, but they were upset in the semifinals by Shadron, and then Hershey had a real easy time with Shadron in the sub-district final and beat them 44-19. For Kearney Catholic, they had to play both of the rated teams in their sub-district, beating Minden 40-22 and getting out to an 18-2 lead over Southern Valley, and then cruising into a 51-37 victory, although after getting up by 16, Southern Valley cut that lead down to 3. So Stars have had a kind of an MO of playing to their competition. They've been pushed by some teams that haven't had great records, like Centura and Loup City down the stretch. And then they come out and just shut down a Minden team that was 16-3 when they played them, and just shut them down in that first round of the sub-districts. And the only loss they have this year came to Sandy Creek, who started the year at 15-0, and that was in the second game of the year. So the Stars have won 21 consecutive ball games. Kearney Catholic, they pretty much got their spot locked up at the state tournament. The only thing that could knock that out of the way as they sit in the number three spot is if Ord would upset Lutheran High Northeast tonight. Wahoo Newman is already on the sidelines after being upset by Wahoo, and they have secured a wild card. Southern Valley is hoping for a Kearney Catholic win tonight so they can keep their wild card hopes alive as well. For Hershey, they need to pick up the win. They are sitting ninth in the wild card standing, so they must win tonight to advance on to state. We will take a break and be back with more and take a look at who else is playing tonight around Central Nebraska right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and we specialize in getting them back in their sport, from the mat to the field. Kearney Orthopedic and Fracture Clinic. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at some of the other girls' basketball action that is going on tonight in Central Nebraska in Class C1. It is the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders playing Boone Central, and Ord is taking on Lutheran High Northeast out of Norfolk. Hastings St. Cecilia is playing Milford. In C2 tonight, it is Blue Hill taking on Cambridge. That game currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. In D1, Silver Lake's taking on Osceola. Also in D1, Kennesaw is playing Ansley. And in D2, Lawrence Nelson is taking on Fall City Sacred Heart. Pleasanton is battling Chambers. And SEM, Sumner Eddyville Miller, taking on Hitchcock County. That's what's going on tonight. Plus the Class A final, Kearney High taking on Papillion-La Vista South, currently on ESPN 1460. Also going on tonight, Class B5 district final in Kearney as Holdridge is taking on Lexington. We will take a look at our starting lineups right after this quick timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to Cozad. It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. The visitors tonight, the Hershey Lady Panthers, will go with number 3, a 5'11" senior, Ann Kuroki. Number 4 is a 5'5" sophomore, Kara Hibner. Number 11, 5'7" senior, is Dana Elsasser. Number 12 is a 5'6" senior, Chelsea Nicolai. And number 22 is a 5'9" freshman, Dane Lee Miller. The head coach of the Hershey Panthers is Jeremy Thomas, assisted by Kelly Holton. Hershey is 17-4 on the season. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, it's been the same lineup virtually the entire season. Number 11 is a 5'6" freshman, Michaela Mestel. Number 21 is a 5'8" senior, Lindsey Conley. Number 22, 5'6" junior, is Kayla James. Number 43, a 5'11" senior, Becky Squires. And number 45, a 6'1" senior, Katie Sokolowski. The head coach of the Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt and Kathy Mose. Kearney Catholic is 22-1 on the season, one of the best records in school history. They are ranked second in the Omaha Lincoln Journal Star and third in the Omaha World Herald. And that's a look at your starting lineups, brought to you tonight by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. It is Kearney Catholic and Hershey getting ready to do battle here tonight for the C16 District Championship. The winner will advance on to state. And just to pass this along to you, the state tournament, of course, begins Thursday in Lincoln. And for the girls here in Class C1, they will be playing their first round action, as I'm double-checking here for you. That will be at Pershing Auditorium, 9 a.m., and then 10:45, 2 and 3:45, the first round matchups. We'll be back with more right after this. Time out.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to Cozad High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the year. And, of course, this is the most exciting time of the year when state tournament berths are on the line. High school hoops on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Lexington, and Cozad, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Pleasure to have you along with us. We want to thank Athletic Director Brian Reglin here at Cozad High School. Nice gymnasium. If you've never been here, the seating is almost identical to what they have over at Adams Central. Kearney Catholic fans probably know what that looks like. The gym has been here since the late 60s, but they keep refurbishing it, and they keep updating the surroundings to the floor, and it looks very nice, and we're getting ready to have what we think should be a very good basketball game. For Kearney Catholic, they beat Minden and Southern Valley to get here, and as we told you, Hershey defeated Gordon, Rushville, and Shadron. So we're ready to go. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll get this girls' C16 district championship game underway after this timeout on KKPR.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I am Doug Duda here at Cozad High School as we're about ready to bring you tonight's C16 final. Just a little scouting report here for you. Hershey is a pretty young basketball team. They suit up 11 kids here tonight. Three of them are freshmen, and four of them are sophomores. There is not a junior on this roster. Three seniors, a sophomore, and a freshman start here for Coach Jerry Thomas, and they're not very deep either. They are not going to play a lot of kids historically, traditionally this year. They'll play six, maybe seven girls, and of course, Kearney Catholic has that depth on the bench where they will run a lot of girls in and out. Although as the season has progressed, Coach Rick Petrie maybe hasn't given the bench as many minutes, but trying to keep them as quality minutes as they get ready for the postseason and now on to a state tournament again. Hershey needs to win to make it to state. Kearney Catholic is setting third of the wild card. The only way that they could not make it to state is a loss tonight by them and then Ord upsetting Lutheran High Northeast. So I guess we'll see if that works out or not. Kearney Catholic, the home team in the home white and the green and gold trim. Hershey, the traveling blue with the white trim. The Stars will go from right to left and the Panthers will go from left to right. Katie Sokolowski to jump center for Kearney Catholic against Anna Garoki for Hershey. And we are about ready to get this high school basketball game underway. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. The ball is in the air, and Kearney Catholic will win the opening tip here this evening, and the Stars will get into it to the man-to-man. They get it to James, drives the right baseline. Her layup, though, catches the rim, no good. The rebound brought down by Nicolite, and she will get it into the hands of Miller, the freshman, who's pretty good from what we understand. Up ahead, they'll go to Kuroki. Stars, of course, going to try and man up here. Kuroki gets into the paint, throws it over Sokolowski, and off the mark, it goes out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. And right away there, you can tell Kuroki turned and didn't realize how tall Sokolowski was. She was trying to change that shot midway through it and ended up not hitting anything on the shot. Mestel will bring the ball off the floor here for Kearney Catholic. The boys, after suffering a double overtime loss last night, now the girls trying to get a little bit of redemption here as they get it into Sokolowski on the low post, and she is too low. The rebound brought down by Miller. Miller outlet pass one-on-one, but the ball lost out of the hands there of Elsasser, and Kearney Catholic trying to come up the floor with it, gives it right back. So the teams will exchange turnovers, and Hershey will get it underneath their own hoop. Taking it out underneath will be the senior Kuroki. Everybody stacked on the left side. They'll get it into the freshman, Miller. Miller back on the wing to Nicolite. Nicolite, one dribble. Overload still on that left side. Stars man it up very well, trying to trap a little bit here. And with the basketball is Miller. Left-hand dribble, brings it in, throws it up high off the glass. No good. Rebound brought down by Katie Sokolowski. She has it knocked away, and a foul. No, a kick is going to be called. The Stars turn it over. So the Stars two times now trying to get up the floor a little too quick, and Hershey's right there to get their hand on the passing lane. Hershey basketball. And the Panthers will have to lob it all the way out top to Nicolite. Swings it on the left side to Elsasser. And back up top they go to Hibner. Looking for a shot from the outside. The three-pointer, Nicolite, is on the way. It is no good. And the rebound will be brought down by Katie Sokolowski. She was bumped. The ball was taken away. Jumper in the lane is not going to fall. And a rebound brought down by Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel. And a foul is going to be called on Hershey. Kuroki. That'll be the first foul of the ball game, and it goes against the Panthers. So we're just about a minute and a half in, no points yet. Full court pressure here by Hershey. You don't see a lot of teams try to pressure the Stars, but the Panthers are going to come out and see what happens. Stars still in the backcourt. Michaela Mestel with the crossover gets it to the front court off the James. She'll go the left-hand dribble to the wing and kick it back up top. Squires holds the ball at the top of the circle, trying to post up Sokolowski, guarded there by Kuroki. Swings it right side. The entry passes over Sokolowski's head. Kearney Catholic, four turnovers already. They've had one shot so far in the game, and Hershey comes to the other end. The pull-up jumper is not going to fall. The offensive rebound back up and in by Elsasser, and she is fouled. So Hershey will draw first blood in this district championship game. The foul is on Michaela Mestel, her first. Confidence, such a big, big part in games like this. People tell you they're the underdog and you believe it. You're already behind, but right now Hershey's coming out with no fear. The free throw is up and in by Elsasser, and it is 3-0 Hershey with the lead. 2 minutes in, the Stars hustle the ball up the floor. Conley stopped in the right-hand corner, bounce pass out front to Squires. Squires will hand it off to Sokolowski, skip pass left side. Gets it to Mestel. Skip pass right side. Squires attacks the paint. She's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. So Becky Squires will try and get Kearney Catholic on the board from the free throw line. The foul will go on the Panthers' Dana Elsasser. She and Nicolite sandwich Squires that time. And Becky will go to the line to shoot two. Squires takes some time, puts the first free throw up, and it rattles around off the glass and in. Free throw shooting such a big part of not only the boys' game last night, but a lot of games around Central Nebraska. Saw some overtimes, obviously the double overtime game that we had. Now the second free throw coming up for Squires, and she'll trade it. So Becky hits them both. Hershey 3, Kearney Catholic 2, and the Stars put on full court pressure. Outlet pass, Elsasser gets it to the cutter, Kuroki. Kuroki 2-on-1, bounces it off the leg of one of the Stars, and it shoots into the crowd. Hershey, when they broke the press, had the 2-on-1, but Conley was able to soccer that one into the crowd. Hershey ball underneath their own hoop. Coach Thomas, a young coach here for the Hershey Panthers, trying to get his girls to the state tournament. Lobs it all the way up top to Nicolite. On the left wing they go. Miller, nowhere to go, brings it up top, swings it over the right side, El Sasser from 12, it's no good. Rebound, another one brought down by Katie Sokolowski, three here in the O-area going. Up to Conley, long outlet pass in the left-hand corner to James. Open lane, James drives, kicks it off to Mestel. Michaela from 10, hit it. And Kearney Catholic has taken the lead at 4-3 with 5:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Hershey breaks the press again, fires it into the corner. The jumper is on the way too strong. Conley got the rebound and was fouled by El Sasser from behind. Dana wasn't there, reached for it, missed it, reached again, and committed the foul. That'll be her second, and Hershey will go to the bench. Sierra Young, a 5'10 sophomore, will check into the ball game. Hershey is young, but the three seniors they have, or three of the four, do start. And so these seniors don't want to build for next year. They want to get to the state tournament this year. As Conley brings it into the front court, she's double-teamed, throws over the top to Squires, Becky to the high post, kicks it out on the wing to Sokolowski. Katie picks her dribble up, down on the low post, give and go back to her from Squires, and she'll be fouled on the shot. Two free throws for Katie Sokolowski. The foul will go on the Panthers' Sierra Young, who just checked into the ball game. That is the fourth team foul already called here on the Panthers. Something to keep in mind, if they're not a deep team, you don't want to get in foul trouble. Sokolowski's free throw, no good. 4:52 to go here, first quarter. Stars up 4-3. Hershey got the first 3 points of the ball game. Second free throw now for Sokolowski. And Katie will fire this one up and in. Sokolowski has her first point of the ball game, and the Stars are up by two at 5-3. Getting around the pressure and putting her head down, Kuroki brings it all the way up the floor. Sokolowski tries to get her from behind, and before she gets there, a foul will be called. Before the shot, they say, so Hershey will take it out underneath their own hoop. They call Sokolowski for a little too much contact running down the floor. On the inbound, Sokolowski puts the paw in the air and steals the ball away. Second turnover for Hershey here in the first quarter. Conley brings the ball up the floor. Real good man-to-man defense so far here by the Panthers. They're doing a great job of doubling the ball. With it in the corner is Mestel. Has to kick it down the wing to Squires. Couple of dribbles to avoid the 5-second count. Swings it left baseline. Jumper Conley from 11. No good. Rebound Sokolowski. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Missed it again. And it's going to go out of bounds to Hershey. Sokolowski might have been fouled the first time. The Kearney Catholic fans certainly thought so. But no call, and the Panthers with the basketball. Again, if they can handle the pressure, that's going to be three-fourths of the issue tonight for the Hershey Panthers, a basketball team that can put some points on the board against you. They average in the upper 40s. That's not a huge number. Kearney Catholic's really been doing a good job before the postseason of putting numbers on the board. They can get to 60 or 70 if that's the pace of the game. Nowhere going here, and a reach-in foul, no travel. Sokolowski reached in and temporarily tied up Nicolite and forced her to walk with the ball. So that's the third turnover here for the Panthers in quarter number one. Kearney Catholic so far has stayed with their starters until just this second when Rachel Owen comes in, gives Messel a breather. Long outlet pass over Owen's head, but she's able to run it down. Goes to the high post. Sokolowski underneath Conley. Great pass. The shot by Lindsay spins off the rim. No good. And Miller has the rebound for the Panthers. Outlet pass right wing. There's Nicolite. Nicolite hits the trailer. With it is Kuroki to the free throw line. Swings it off. Good passing here. Three-pointer on the way, and it's good for Kara Hibner. First three-pointer of the ball game. Knocked down by the Panthers. 6-5 Hershey. Squires quickly in the front court here for the Stars. Spins and goes up to the top. Key to Conley. Conley looks for James. Right side of the key. Puts the ball on the ground one time. Over to Owen in the corner. Rachel, one dribble. They're really trying to get it into Sokolowski, and stepping through to try to knock the ball away is going to be Kuroki, and now she's got two fouls. So Kuroki and El Sasser each have two fouls, and Coach Thomas is going to go to the bench. And checking in is Lakin Lindstrom. In for Kearney Catholic will be Hannah Hoosman. 3:07 to go here in the first quarter of play, and it is 6-5 Hershey, the girls' C-16 district final. And on the inbounds, we've got a foul called on Kearney Catholic, and I think as soon as the whistle blew, Katie Sokolowski knew it was on her. And that's the second on Sokolowski, and I haven't seen Katie foul out of a game this year, and I don't remember the last time she has fouled out of a game, but she'll check out. And if she gets in foul trouble, that could be a whole different dynamic to this basketball game. I guess it's just something you don't think about. She's only been in foul trouble a couple of times this year. So Hershey with a one-point lead and the ball in a low-scoring first quarter so far. 6-5 Panthers, 2:50 to go. Off the pick, Hibner takes it back out on the wing to Miller. Miller, left corner, comes to the baseline, into the double team, got too deep, hit the board on the shot attempt, and Rachel Owen will run down the rebound for Kearney Catholic. She'll clear it out to Bailey Sokolowski and up ahead to Conley. Back up top, Squires to the free throw line, down the paint, takes it to the rack, put it up off the glass, too strong. Sierra Young with the rebound, starts to put about three of them up off the glass that have been way too strong. Pull up jumper by Hibner, good. Nobody picked up Kara Hibner, so she shot it from the free throw line. And it is 8-5 Hershey. Kearney Catholic's Bailey Sokolowski walks for the ball. Passes a little far. And as she tried to corral it, she took an extra step. Fifth turnover for the Stars. Coach Rick Petrie usually pretty patient throughout the first quarter. Unless something really goes awry, he will not worry about the timeouts. He'll let his team play through it and adjust going into the second quarter. But you can tell there's a little dismay right there from the younger Stars. 8-5 Hershey, the Panthers with the basketball. Miller, outlet pass, knocked away by Squires. Turnover by the Panthers, their fourth. Becky will give it off to Michaela Messel. Nobody picks her up. She'll take it in. Left-hand scoop shot over everything. And the ball is rebounded by Hibner, then knocked out of her hands. Picked up there by Rachel Owen. Trying to get it to Messel in the paint. She'll punch it over to Hoosman. Down to Squires. Puts it up and in and draws the foul. Tell you what, he was trying to catch the old Super Ball in there. Nobody really got a hand on that. Even Squire's shot wasn't very clean. And she'll go to the line and try and complete the three-point play and tie the ball game up. The foul on Lindstrom, her first. Becky Squires hit a couple of free throws earlier in this quarter. And this time the free throw is going to rattle in and out, no good. And the rebound comes out to Danley Miller, her third. Miller will bring it across the timeline. The 5'9 freshman kicks it onto the wing, and a blocking foul called on the shot attempt on Kearney Catholic. It's going to go on Michaela Mestel, her second. So she has two, and Sokolowski has two. And to shoot two, number 22, Danley Miller. Looking for her first point here of the basketball game. 1:37 to go, first quarter. Hershey's up 8-7 over Kearney Catholic. Free throw up, good. 9-7 the score. Checking back in for Kearney Catholic is Lindsey Conley. And Michaela Mestel with those two fouls will check out. So you got Conley, Hoosman, Owen, Bailey Sokolowski, and Squires in there. And the second free throw also good. So Miller knocks them both down. Panthers back up by three, 10-7. Full court pressure. They're giving it to Becky Squires, their post player, to handle the basketball. Across the timeline to Conley. Trying to spread the floor a little bit, open that paint area up a little bit in the lane, and it's not happening. Owen, crossover dribble, now comes to the elbow. Right side of the key, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way, and in for Lindsey Conley. Good dribble penetration that time to draw the double team, and that left Conley open for her first bucket. And the first three of the game, Kearney Catholic knocks it down, and now Hershey can't get it in time. And a five-second violation called here on the Panthers. So turnover number six for Hershey. Score update after one quarter, Pleasanton 16, Chambers 13. In what would be a surprise if Pleasanton could pull the upset there. 16-13, Pleasanton after the first quarter. Down to the low post, here's Sarah Lease who's in the game. One-hand shot won't go, rebound brought down by Lindstrom. And here come the Panthers. Under a minute to go, first quarter, we're tied at 10 in the C16 district final. Getting around one defender. Nikolai puts up a 15-footer. No good. It clanks right off there to Lindstrom. Her putback, no good. Rebound underneath to Hershey. They'll take the shot from the top of the key. No good. In fact, it bounces off the rim and over the backboard. And it'll go to Kearney Catholic. A lot of rebounds. A lot of missed shots so far in this ball game. 10 rebounds already for Hershey. 8 for Kearney Catholic. Full court pressure. It comes into Conley. Double teamed in the corner. Almost stolen there by Miller, but Conley's able to get it back to Rachel Owen, and a timeout going to be called here by Kearney Catholic to avoid the 10-second count. So Kearney Catholic has to take a 30-second timeout. 33 seconds to go first quarter. Hershey 10, Kearney Catholic 10. We'll be right back.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Anna Howell has come in the game. She'll take the inbounds pass, give it to Bailey Sokolowski for three, and it's good. So the Stars have shot a couple of threes and hit them here from Conley and Sokolowski, and the Stars now up by a 13-10 count. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Miller at midcourt throws it over the double team to Hibner. Swings it right side. Here's a three-pointer on the way and in by Lindstrom. Still time on the clock with 7 seconds. Conley in the backcourt, nearly stole it away. She'll throw it across the timeline to Howell, to Sokolowski. She'll have to just throw a turnaround jumper up, no good. And that will be the end of the first quarter of play. A lot of threes to end the quarter. Some sluggish shooting early on. And after one, Kearney Catholic 13, Hershey 13. We'll be back in 1 minute.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle of Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR. Hershey gets the ball to start the second quarter, but just when they try to lob it inside, they throw it away. Stars to the other end, and Bailey Sokolowski will lay it up and in. So Kearney Catholic getting some good play from the kids off the bench. And it is 15-13. And then in the front court, Katie Sokolowski might have just picked up her third personal foul. Let's see what Coach Rick Petrie decides to do here. Sokolowski, 1.5 rebounds. She'll come back to the bench with three fouls. And this will be new territory for the Stars. They've never had to deal with this, or at least very rarely. And Hershey has the ball. In the first quarter, turnovers, 6 for Hershey, 5 for Kearney Catholic. Rebounds, 11 for Hershey, 8 for Kearney Catholic. Three-point shooting, Kearney Catholic, 2 of 2. Hershey was 2 of 3. Driving the baseline, the bounce pass comes off Becky Squire's foot and out of bounds. Hershey has 5 points from Kara Hibner. And Kearney Catholic at the moment has 5 points from Bailey Sokolowski, 4 from Becky Squires. Hershey with a basketball, can't get it in. That's the second 5-second count of the ball game. 6th turnover here for Hershey, so now the Stars will throw it in. After one quarter, Silver Lake 19, Osceola 10 in D1 action tonight, 19-10. And Kennesaw leading Ansley 14-4 after the first quarter. A travel called on Kearney Catholic, and that's going to bring the coaching staff of the Stars off the bench here. Coach Petrie wants an explanation. The official says it really was a double dribble. They just called the travel, gave the wrong signal. So the inbounds pass here comes to the Hershey Panthers. Trying to bring the ball off the floor is Kariki, and she does it. Even though there's a whole bunch of arms reaching in there for the basketball, and now a blocking foul. Oh, no, an offensive foul on Hershey. Kayla James was up there, and they call an illegal pick on Ann Kariki, and that's her third. 7 fouls have been called on Hershey, 5 on Kearney Catholic, but each team has one player that has 3 personal fouls. So the Stars will have the basketball with Squires, Mestel, Conley, James, and Bailey Sokolowski in there for her older sister. Katie's on the bench with three fouls. Mestel brings it up, swings it on the wing. Conley, nobody's on her, so she'll take that 10-footer. No good. Long rebound comes right back out to her. Lindsay fires it back to Squires. Low block right side. Spins off the glass and scores. Squires now with 6 points for the Stars, and they have a four-point lead at 17-13. Dan Lee Miller will bring the ball up the floor here. Left-handed. Back up top to Hibner. Drives to the high post. Swings it right side to Nicolai. Nicolai comes to the baseline. Nice pass off there to Elsasser, who hits the 8-footer. Nice assist that time by Nicolai, and Elsasser cuts the lead back down to two. 17-15, Stars want to run, but they're out of control and lose the basketball. Each team now with seven turnovers. Elsasser and Miller in the backcourt. It's stolen away by James. James takes it in, and she is slapped right on the arm after the steal. And that was a no-doubt foul, and it's called on Chelsea Nicolai. And to the line to shoot a one-and-one will be Kayla James. Trying to get everybody situated before the free throw comes up. And a one-and-one coming up here for James. Kearney Catholic was 3 of 5 at the line in the first quarter, and Hershey was 3 of 3. And the free throw is on the way by James, and it is good, but we have a lane violation on Kearney Catholic. We've already seen two or three things here in the first 10 minutes of the game you don't usually see. And so the made free throw is waved off, and Hershey will get the ball. And again, trouble getting it in, and Bailey Sokolowski steals the ball underneath the Squires. She tries to make the extra pass, and Hershey gets it right back. Miller got a hand on it. Elsasser picked it up. 17-15 Stars with 6 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Crossover dribble Hibner into the double team. Leaves it off of the wing for Miller. Miller has some room. Attacks. The leaner's no good. Offensive rebound to Elsasser. Hershey's doing a good job on the boards, both offensively and defensively. Stars make him pick up the dribble down the low block. They'll kick it out to the free throw line. Elsasser's jumper is up and in, and we are tied again at 17. Stars quickly get the ball in. Lindsay Conley dribbles and gives off to Bailey Sokolowski, brings it across the timeline, right side all the way to the baseline. Stops there out to Conley. Lindsay fires up the three-pointer. It's off the mark this time, and the rebound brought down by Elsasser of the Panthers. She'll give it off to Miller. A little contact in the backcourt. Hershey fans making some noise all along the far side. Miller across the timeline, and now a cheap hand check foul out top. Kayla James called for the foul. Her first and the fifth on the Stars. Anna Howell and Hannah Hoosman going to check in. I think right now Coach Rick Petrie is going to start using more subs because he knows this game is headed for a second-half decision. Timeout on the floor called by the Hershey Panthers. It's a full-length timeout. 5:11 to go in the first half. Kearney Catholic and Hershey are tied at 17.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here at Cozad, home of the Haymakers. After one quarter, it's Kearney High 15, Papillion La Vista South 13. Stars are tied here at 17, and Kearney High's up after 1-15-13. The Kearney Bearcat game can be heard on ESPN Radio, 1460 AM. Also, all the games are on the web, kkpr.com. Out of the timeout, Hershey has the basketball, tied at 17 with 5:10 to go in the first half. Spread the floor against the Stars man-to-man, get it down a low post to Young, who's back in the ball game. Nothing there. Kick it back out top, try to move that ball quickly here against the second-team guards for the Stars. Miller comes off a pick, goes to the left wing, down a low post, turnaround jumper, Young, a little flat, hits the front of the rim. Rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. Bailey's going to be asked to play a big part now. Katie's on the bench with three fouls. She'll fire it inside to Conley. He's double-teamed out to Howell. Good ball movement over to Hoosman. And a three-second violation on Kearney Catholic. That is the ninth turnover already for the Stars. Hershey also nine turnovers. So we've had 18 turnovers and 14 fouls so far in this game. And I think Kara Hibner, I don't know if she got an elbow in the stomach or somebody stepped on a foot, though, but the official was talking to her, and they're going to bring her out, let her catch her breath. So it will be Hershey ball, tied at 17. 4.5 to go, second quarter. They'll take it against the full court pressure. They want to get it in Miller's hands, let her take it one-on-one, and she traveled. She went with a nice behind-the-back dribble, but then lost where it was, and while she was trying to corral it again, took that extra step. Into the ball game for the Stars, Ellie Conley. So again, Coach Petrie going down the bench, trying to keep his starters fresh. And it looks like this one will be a second-half game from the Kearney Catholic perspective here. They just want to be able to not lose any ground before halftime as Howell drives, has her shot blocked by Miller, but Anna gets it back in the left wing. Back out to Ellie Conley, to Squires. They'll kick it back out to Howell to the free throw line, swings it to Bailey Sokolowski, right corner three, good. Nothing but net for Bailey Sokolowski, and she's got 8 points. And the Stars break the tie. It's 20-17, Kearney Catholic, midway through quarter number two. Across the timeline, Elsasser will stop without being guarded. Into the quarter, they'll go to Young. Sierra back up top to Dana Elsasser. On the wing, they go to Miller. Danley Miller, the player to watch here tonight. The freshman, just a couple of free throws, but she's involved every time. The ball's going to go through her. She's guarded by Howell, way out towards the top of the key. And another illegal screen going to be set and called on Hershey. This one on Lakin Lindstrom. Her second foul. That's the second illegal screen tonight on Hershey. Two illegal screens on Hershey. Two times, I think it's been now, that they haven't been able to get it in 5 seconds, so a 5 second count. They've had a 3 second violation in the lane. So just some things you don't expect to see in the postseason happening here to Hershey. Anna Howell trying to stay away from the double team here. It's that man-to-man run-and-jump defense, try and get after the ball, but yet stay man-to-man, and the Kearney Catholic Star is going to throw it away. So while trying to rest some players, the Stars are also making some mistakes. 20-17, Kearney Catholic. It was tied at 13 at the end of the first quarter. We've got 3:20 to go in the second quarter. And Miller will get the loose ball just across the timeline. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. A whistle on the baseline and a blocking foul here on Kearney Catholic's Hannah Hoosman. That'll be her first personal foul, sixth team foul, and Hershey will get the ball underneath the hoop. They're lined up for a 1-1, and they say it is the seventh team foul, which it is. They just didn't have it up on the board. So 1-1 coming up here for Danley Miller. She's 2 of 2 at the line. That's her only 2 points. Free throw is off the iron. No good. And Sarah Lease will pull down the rebound. Up ahead to Anna Howell. Howell brings it on the left wing. To the top of the circle. She's open but swings it over to Hoosman. Now back to Howell. Baseline right side double team. Out to Hannah Hoosman. Top of the key, Squires, who's been held in check. And she's going to try and drive, but they call her for the walk. That quick first step was too quick. At halftime, Kennesaw 16, Ansley 13. In a low-scoring game, Blue Devils are up by 3 at half. Chambers 35, Pleasanton 26. So a big second quarter there for Chambers to come back and take a 9-point lead at the half. Back to action here. It's 20-17, Kearney Catholic. Hershey hasn't scored in almost 3 minutes. 2:40 to go. They got 2 buckets from Elsasser, and that's been it this quarter. They try to get it down the low block, turnaround jumper, and Lease blocks the shot of Sierra Young out of bounds. So Lease with the block shot, and Hershey will get the ball on the baseline. Throw it into the corner, fake the three. They hit two of three from outside the arc, and the first three of the second quarter is in and out that time by Miller, and the rebound brought down by Bailey Sokolowski. Brooke Frederick, another freshman, is checked into the ball game right now for Hershey. Ellie Conley with it for Kearney Catholic, up to Sarah Lease. Kicks it over on the left wing to Hoosman. There is not a starter on the floor right now for Kearney Catholic. All reserves, 2 minutes to go in the half. Sarah Lease will try a top of the key three, almost banked it in. Rebound comes down to Lindstrom for Hershey. Well, if Hershey's going to make a run, you'd think it would be right here. They have a little bit more starting experience on the floor right now with three starters on the floor compared to, well, just two starters on the floor, actually, in Miller, along with El Sasser out there. The other three are off the bench. Ball down low, knocked away, and Conley comes away with a steal. A minute 30 to go and a half. We've only had one bucket in about the last 3 minutes, and that was Bailey Sokolowski's three. Conley with it right side, tripped up, just ran right into the Hershey defender, and out of bounds it goes. She initiated the contact that time with Lindstrom, and the Stars give it right back. Here's a halftime score for you. Lutheran High Northeast, unbeaten. They lead Ord at the half, 23-6. Lutheran High wins that. That should guarantee Kearney Catholic gets in no matter what. Wild card if they don't win tonight. So as we come to the other end, it will be Hershey basketball. They trail by three, but they only have 4 points in the quarter. The ball ricocheted away. It goes off the official, and then out of bounds. It will stay with the Panthers. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll have the first half stats. We'll talk about some other scores from around the area. We'll look at boys basketball to come as well. Right now, Hershey trying to find a way to get the ball in the hoop. Actually, Hershey just trying to find a way to get a shot off. Back in the ball game is Kara Hibner. On the wing to Frederick. Back up top, Hibner. Left hand, she'll go to the wing to El Sasser. She'll fire up the 18-footer and hit it. El Sasser has all 6 points in the quarter here for Hershey. 20-19, Kearney Catholic, 50 seconds to go as the ball is kicked out of bounds. And it will stay with the Stars. Becky Squires to throw it in again. Katie Sokolowski picked up her third foul in the first 30 seconds here of the quarter and has been on the bench ever since. And now the Stars travel on the inbound. Boy, both teams are just committing a lot of mistakes here. Very good defense, but that is not the reason for every single turnover. Kearney Catholic has 8 turnovers in this quarter. They have 13 in the game. Hershey has 11. Hershey has the ball now at midcourt, trapped, throwing over the top and throwing it out of bounds. Kearney Catholic had Miller trapped. She tried to throw over the top and took it over Hibner's head. Numerous times we've had one team turn it over and the other team just give it right back. 39 seconds to go here in the first half. Kearney Catholic has the ball in a 20-19 lead. And the Stars would love to play for the last shot. Bailey Sokolowski over to Lindsey Conley on the right wing. Runs the cutter. James is there. Runs into a defender. No call. Back out to Conley. The defender actually went down. Now Conley crossover, drives in, and she is going to be fouled. She'll get the shot. And I think Kearney Catholic got a break there. It looked like that ball was blocked. Conley had to readjust, and it looked awkward. And the official behind called the foul, and it's on Danley Miller. It'll send Conley to the line, but probably shouldn't be there. First one's up and in. Into the ball game for Hershey. Chelsea Nicolai, 23 seconds remain. At the half, Silver Lake leads Osceola 32-15. And another score update here on KKPR. Second free throw, Conley right through there. Lindsay has hit them both, and she'll check out. And here comes Mackenzie Marshall into the ball game. 22-19, Stars lead it by three. Coach Petrie may have played everybody on the bench this first half. Full court pressure, trying to not allow Hershey to get a shot off. Miller still deep in the backcourt. She'll get it across the timeline to Hibner. Kara bounce pass to El Sasser, 3-point land, 10 seconds. Into the corner to Nicolai, and Nicolai walked again, just trying to get around that defender. The old head and shoulder fake while the feet are moving. 9 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic now gets a chance at the last shot. Squires to throw it in, needs some help. and forces the ball in. It's somehow deflected over to James, and James is off to the races. 5 seconds, gets it ahead to Marshall. Back to the cutter. Squires runs the floor, lays it up and in, and that's a great way to end the half for Kearney Catholic. Squires didn't make a very smart play throwing the ball underneath their own basket into a Hershey double team, but it got deflected, and Mackenzie Marshall with the great assist to the cutting Squires, and that's the biggest lead of the half by either team. It is 5 points. Your score at half in the girls' C-16 District Championship, Kearney Catholic 24 and Hershey 19. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And good evening once again, everyone. Doug Duda with you here at Cozad High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Brian Reglin and the gang here at Cozad, Coach Bubach, and all the hospitality that they are providing for tonight's girls' C-16 District Championship game. This ends the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, Kearney Catholic 24 and Hershey 19. We'll take a look at some of the other scores and also the first half stats of this basketball game in just a moment. But first off, we want to remind you that currently on ESPN 1460, Kearney High is taking on Papillion La Vista South, and Kearney High has extended their lead to 29-21 at the half. Coming up tomorrow, the Kearney High boys will be playing in the Class A semifinals against Lincoln Southwest. The game is at Bellevue East High School and is scheduled to tip off at 7:15. Coming up on Monday and Tuesday, it is boys sub-district basketball action. Here on KKPR Monday, Ravenna and Axtell will play in the C2 District 5 championship game at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and that game will be at 7 o'clock. Also on Monday, Minden will take on Shadron, and that game is in Sutherland, and if Kearney High wins tomorrow night, they'll most likely be playing Omaha Central, and that game is also Monday night back at Bellevue. And so we will try and get everything covered for you coming up on Monday. Then Tuesday, it's the Class D District Finals. We will be at Gibbon High School as the Overton Eagles take on the Loup City Red Raiders at 7 o'clock. We'll take a break and be back with some more scores and first half stats right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Doug to the back with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at some other halftime scores that we have for you. It is Lutheran High Northeast 23, Ord 6 at the half. Kearney High leads Papillion-La Vista South at the half, 29-21. Silver Lake leads Osceola at the half, 32-15. Kennesaw leading Ansley at halftime, 16-13. And Chambers leading Pleasanton at halftime, 35-26. Pleasanton would have a chance at a wild card, but they're going to need some help if they're going to get back to the Class D2 state tournament yet again. And those are the scores that we have right now from around the listening area. If you've got a score you'd like to add, you can get a hold of Grant back at the studios at 236-9900, and he'll get that passed along for us as well. Let's take a look at the first half stats of our ball game. First off, for the Hershey Lady Panthers, Kara Hibner has 5 points, one rebound. Dana Elsasser has a team-high 9 points and three rebounds. Chelsea Nicolite, one rebound. Lakin Lindstrom has hit a three-pointer for her total. She has a team-high 4 rebounds. Dan Lee Miller, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. And Sierra Young has 2 rebounds. Hershey had 11 rebounds in the first quarter, 3 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 in the first quarter, 0 of 1 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, 0 of 1 in the second. Turnovers for the Panthers, 6 in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Foul situation, Ann Kuroki has 3, 2 on Dana Elsasser and Lakin Lindstrom. Elsasser scored all 6 points in that second quarter for Hershey. They had 13 of the first, 6 of the second. At the half, the Panthers have 19 points, 14 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 13 turnovers for the Hershey Panthers, who are 17-4 on the season. We'll look at the first half numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at the first half numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michaela Mestel has 2 points and one rebound. Rachel Owen has one rebound. Lindsay Conley, 5 points, two rebounds. Bailey Sokolowski, 8 points, tied for the team high, two rebounds. Becky Squires also has 8 points. Sarah Leese has a rebound and a block shot. And Katie Sokolowski, just 1 point. Obviously, that's a season low for Sokolowski. She does have 5 rebounds, but spent most of the time on the bench in foul trouble, including all but 30 seconds in the second quarter. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 5 in the first quarter, 2 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Stars, 2 of 2 in the first quarter, 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first quarter and 8 in the second. Kearney Catholic, for most of the season, that was kind of an impressive number from about the holiday tournament all the way through the conference tournament as they were taking care of the ball. But that first time they played Centura, and ever since, they have really had trouble taking care of the basketball, and they are again tonight. Foul situation, Katie Sokolowski with 3, Michaela Mestel has 2. Kearney Catholic had 13 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, and at the half, the Stars have 24 points, 12 rebounds, 5 out of 7 at the free throw line, 3 of 5 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 13 turnovers. And at the half of this girls' C16 District Championship game, it's the 22-1 Kearney Catholic Stars leading the 17-4 Hershey Panthers 24-19. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with second half action right after this timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for?
see the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Neither team obviously shooting the ball very well in the first half. Hershey was 7 of 22 for 32%. Kearney Catholic was 8 for 21 for 38%. So we go to the second half. Hershey must win to make it to state. Kearney Catholic looking in great shape for a wild card. But the Stars, when they get that wild card, have never really done anything when they go to Lincoln. They've been much better coming off district championships. And the Stars will get the ball to start the third quarter. Their original five starters are in there. Mestel, Conley, James, Squires, and Katie Sokolowski. James with the ball against the extreme tough pressure defense, and the ball's knocked away. Miller comes away with a steal on the opening possession. Each team turned it over 13 times in the first half, and now Hershey's got their first chance here in the third quarter. Nikolai kicks it out to Kuroki. Kuroki will give it to Miller, the gal to watch. She really gets this offense going. Even though she did not have a field goal in the first quarter, she gets the ball where it needs to be, and down low on the block, she gets it. The turnaround jumper is no good by Kuroki, and the rebound brought down by Michaela Mestel. Mestel to Conley. Conley up the floor, has it knocked away from behind by Hibner, and another Kearney Catholic turnover. Stars turned it over on four of their first five possessions to start the ball game tonight, and still have found a way to lead or be tied most of the way. On the right wing with it is Nikolai here for Hershey. They'll rotate it around from the top to the left, and now even farther down to the corner to Kuroki, guarded by Katie Sokolowski. You'd think they'd try and take it right at Katie immediately since she has three fouls. That's not the case yet. Miller, slow dribble out top, gives it off to Hibner, way away on the right side. Minute 20 gone here in the quarter, and a three-second violation on Hershey. Well, we've seen some games like this here lately. Whoever starts taking care of the ball should be the team that pulls away in this ball game. Just had way too many turnovers. Nobody's been able to get into a huge offensive flow. Stars basketball on the left wing. Conley, one dribble into the corner. Mestel doesn't look to shoot. Gets it to the post. Squires out to Conley. Lane open. Drives the leaner. No good. Draws the foul. Lindsay will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. Conley is 2 of 2 at the line. She also hit the three-point bucket in the first quarter. The foul is on Ann Kuroki, and that is her fourth personal foul. And Kuroki, a senior leader on this team, has four fouls with 6.5 to go in the game. And the free throw, Conley, sitting on a rim, won't go. And Coach Jeremy Thomas is going to take Kuroki out here. And checking into the ball game will be Sierra Young. So we saw Kearney Catholic's bench have to play a lot of minutes and contribute in the first half. And as the half moved along, so did Hershey. And now Hershey's going to have to really depend on a couple of their bench players to offset the loss of Kuroki. Second free throw won't go. Conley couldn't get either to go. The rebound brought down by El Sasser. Gets it over to Miller. Almost stolen away. Dangerous pass. Miller brings it behind the back. The freshman, she'll be one that you'll keep your ears out for the next few years. She's going to be a dandy here for Hershey. Top of the key to Young. Swings it right side. Back over to Miller. Danley guarded out there by James. Again, Hershey trying to spread the floor and then either slash somebody through or drive to the hoop. El Sasser on the right wing. Gives it off to the baseline. Nikolai drives into the double team. Kicks it out on the wing. The 18-footer is no good. Rebound brought down by Katie Sokolowski. Outlet pass from Mestel down the floor to James. James looked underneath. Nothing there. Kicks it to the trailer. Conley. 10-footer good. 7 points for Lindsay Conley. And the Stars are now up by 7, 26-19. Baseball pass to break the pressure comes into Young. She'll swing it down the timeline to Nikolai. And across they'll come. So the Panthers need to find a way to get their offense going. Nobody has scored since the first quarter outside of El Sasser. 5.5 to go here, third quarter, 26-19. Kearney Catholic. Hershey keeps the ball outside here against the Stars man-to-man. Nikolai drives but got by the defender and then passed the ball off. She got past all the defense and was in the paint, had an open shot, and then passed it off. The ball's kicked out of bounds off the Stars. So Hershey's got to make sure if they are open, they got to take that shot. And maybe that's one of the reasons they haven't got a lot of points. Only four players have scored. Swing it over to the right side. There's a 17-footer by Hibner up and in. 7 points for Kara Hibner as she was wide open. And the first points of the second half, 3 minutes in here for Hershey, 26-21 Stars. Sokolowski tries to lob it inside and coming over the top to knock it out of the hands of Conley is going to be Miller. And Dan Lee will be called for her second personal foul. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and, as always, the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Vestal underneath her own hoop. Bounce pass backside, finds Squires, and Becky will put it off the glass and in. Doesn't always work, but when it does, it's usually an easy bucket. 28-21 and across the timeline with a dangerous pass. Hibner back to Kara. Up top, they'll go to Miller. Miller off the pick. The Stars switch. Mestel on Miller, a pair of freshmen. Into the corner, they'll go to Nicolai to the top of the circle. And Chelsea just doesn't look to shoot the ball. And driving in, the ball's going to be thrown up there by Hibner, and a blocking foul called on Kearney Catholic. Hibner will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. The foul will be on Kayla James, her second, and the first of the half on Kearney Catholic. 28-21 Stars, 4:31 to go here in the third quarter of play, and the free throw is around and out for Hibner. Second free throw now coming up. And Hibner will fire this one up, and it is good. So Hibner gets one of two. She has all 3 points here in the quarter for Hershey, 28-22. And Becky Squires with the basketball. Kearney Catholic hasn't subbed yet here in the third quarter. So, as we said in the first quarter, Coach Petrie wants to stay with his starters as long as he can. They try to lob it down low to Conley, and the ball is going to be deflected out of bounds by the Panthers, and probably a good thing for Kearney Catholic because Conley was not open. Messel will throw it in from the baseline here underneath their own hoop. Holding, finally throws it out on the wing. Sokolowski over to the left wing to Conley. Conley holds the ball above her head, needs some help. One dribble. Back to the left elbow. Squires wants to drive. Double team. Out to Conley. Boy, Hershey is very quick. They are able to do things like we've used to see the Stars do. Get that double team on the ball. James with it, right side of the key. Cut off there. Waiting for somebody to cut to the wide open baseline, but nobody does. Now a long pass over to Conley. Left wing 12-footer, no good. And the ball off a shove is going to be pulled down here by Hershey. Running it down to the front court is Nicolai. Nearly traveled. Gives it off on a drive. Hibner on the right side. Uses the glass and scores. Kearney Catholic 28, Hershey 24. 3:35 to go here in the third quarter. A little spurt here by the Panthers. Gets their crowd going again. Sokolowski inside to Squires. Drop step, turns and scores. Becky Squires stepping up tonight. She's got 12 because Hershey has put the clamps down on the All-Stater Katie Sokolowski. Just 1 point tonight. Of course, as we said, a lot of foul trouble in the first half. Driving in, Miller drives into the double team, and Squires strips the basketball away, tries to beat the Panthers back, and she is going to be fouled as she takes it in. Oh, no, a travel! A travel is called as Dana Elsasser came in front and made her walk with a basketball. Here's another score update for you. After three quarters of play, Chambers 44, and Pleasanton 30 after three quarters of play. And we've got a timeout on the floor here with 3:06 to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 30, Hershey 24. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You are listening to the girls' C16 District Championship game on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Axtell. And the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Hershey off the 32nd timeout. They've got three timeouts remaining. Kearney Catholic has four. Stars put on some pressure, but Miller will bring it across the timeline. Hoosman and Bailey Sokolowski have checked in for the Stars. Squires, Katie Sokolowski, and Michaela Mestel remain on the floor. 30-24, Kearney Catholic, 2:50 to go, third quarter. Nicolai up top, she'll get it to Hibner, who has all 5 points in the quarter, tries to take Mestel to the hoop. Good job by Michaela. Runner right to the baseline and out of real estate. Back up top to Miller. Top of the key. Dishes it off there for Nikolai. And already some fresh legs are helping the Stars defense. Ball tipped, picked up by Elsasser, and then her bounce pass is kicked. Katie Sokolowski stuck her toe on it. Kearney Catholic has only trailed momentarily back in the first quarter and have led the entire second and third quarters of play. 30-24 Stars. Inbounds pass for Hershey. Fake of the three is Nikolai. Swings it over to Hibner. Back to Miller. Here's a long three for Dan Lee, and it hits the iron. No good. And then two Panthers fighting for the ball. It goes off of Hershey and out of bounds. It was 13-13 after one, 24-19 Stars at the half, but now 30-24, and Messel pushes the ball up the floor, throws it into the paint. There's Huseman double-team, kicks it out. Sokolowski, 11-footer is in and out, no good. Rebound, Bailey Sokolowski, missed the little buddy putback, and then a rebound brought down by Hershey and a foul called on Kearney Catholic. Stars missing a short one there, and the foul on the Stars. Going to go on Michaela Mestel. That's her third. And Elsasser getting her fifth rebound, kept it alive. So here they come, breaking the press, driving in, running layup up and in by Lindstrom, who just checked back into the ball game. And out of nowhere, Hershey gets a transition bucket, 30-26. Lead is down to four. Kearney Catholic ball, Anna Howell is in at the top of the circle. Tries the right side, keeps the dribble, down to the corner to Bailey Sokolowski. Out of the wing to Katie Sokolowski. In the paint they go to Squires, makes a nice turn move. Contact, missed it, got her own rebound. Uncontested putback, and Becky Squires having a night here. That was her first rebound, according to my book. 32-26, and here comes Hershey breaking the press. Lindstrom, great bounce pass to Young, she'll score. Great, great bounce pass by Lakehead Lindstrom, and Sierra Young gets her first bucket. And now we're running a little bit. The pressure is on. Both teams picking up the tempo here as Bailey Sokolowski, the freshman, across the timeline. Brings it all the way to the right wing before stopping. Back out to Squires. 32-28, Kearney Catholic. In the paint, they go to Katie Sokolowski. Spin move, some contact. The shot partially blocked in there by Young, and she'll come out of there with the ball. Baseball pass to Elsasser, and they overthrew her. Elsasser was open, could have cut it to two, but the outlet pass too strong. And that's actually the first turnover by either team in quite some time. 55 seconds to go, and we're going to see a few substitutions here for the last minute. Kearney Catholic has the ball. Howell, Lindsey Conley, Katie Sokolowski, now Sarah Leese, and Hannah Hoosman on the floor for the Stars. And it will be Katie Sokolowski to throw it in. Looking for Howell and gets it to Anna. One-on-one of the backcourt with Chelsea Nikolai. Being worked to the right side. Howell still in the backcourt. Throws it over the double team to Conley. Lindsay to the top of the circle. Swings it to Katie Sokolowski. Looks for Lee. She's covered. Back to Howell. The lane's open. Anna drives. Scoop shot. She's fouled. She kind of lost control but still was able to catapult that baby up towards the rim. And the foul will be called on Elsasser, her third. Third team foul on Hershey. Not as many fouls called here in the second half as we had in the first, and Anna Howell will go to the line looking for her first point. Free throw is no good. Checking back in, Brooke Frederick for Hershey. Yet other basketball action going on tonight. At the end of the third quarter, Lutheran High Northeast 39 and Ord 15. Now the second free throw for Anna Howell. That one's good. So Howell hits one of two. Kearney Catholic 33, Hershey 28. 35 seconds to go here in quarter three. Miller, long outlet pass to Frederick. Underneath, they've got a player open, and Hoosman stepped in front of the pass to Lindstrom and stole the ball away. Now the Stars get a chance at the last shot if they can hang on to the ball. Howell across the timeline, 20 seconds to Conley. Lindsay will hold the ball to Leese. This is a big possession, a five-point lead already, and the ball knocked out of the hands that time of Sokolowski. Stolen away, foul Kearney Catholic. And it's going to go on Lindsay Conley, her first. So now with just under 10 seconds to go, Hershey gets the ball. And to throw it in will be Brooke Frederick. Nikolai to throw it in. Hershey could really get some momentum with a bucket here. Throws it into Young. Back to Nikolai. They don't realize how much time's left. Still in the backcourt. Howell knocks it away. Miller long pass. Stolen away by Conley. Conley can't get a shot away. And that will take us to the end of the third quarter of play. And after three quarters in our girls' C16 district championship game, it's Kearney Catholic 33, Hershey 28. We're back in a minute on KKPR.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks back with you at Cozad High School, and this one's still in doubt as we go to the fourth quarter. 22-1 Kearney Catholic, leading 17-4 Hershey by a score of 33-28. Each team scoring 9 points there in the third quarter of play, and Hershey's going to get the ball to start our fourth quarter. We'll give you some numbers here in just a moment as Hershey fires it inside, and it goes through Elsasser's hands, and a turnover. That's been the story of the game. That's the 19th turnover for Hershey. Kearney Catholic has 16. James to the baseline, passes it through to Howell. Back up top, Conley, they didn't get a shot. Good recovery. Back out top. They get it to Squires. Squires puts the shoulder down into the paint, draws a double team, kicks it on the wing. Now inside Conley. Steps through the short jumper, rolls out. No good. Squires offensive putback. No. Got it again. Yes. And a foul. Becky Squires is stepping up. This is the Squires we saw more back in her sophomore and a little bit in her junior year. And tonight she is carrying this ball club with a game-high 16 points. The foul is on Lakin Lindstrom, her third. 16 points for Becky Squires, 8 for Bailey Sokolowski. Katie Sokolowski, who averages 22 a game, has 1. The free throw by Becky Squires is good. Kearney Catholic is 7 of 12 from the line. Hershey is 4 of 6. 36-28, Kearney Catholic's biggest lead of the game. Baseball pass to break the press. 2-on-1, they throw over. Squires get it inside for the layup. Chelsea Nikolai with her first bucket of the ball game. And then Kearney Catholic on the outlet pass throws it away. So it's going to be emotional here for a little bit. 36-30. And coming back in, Michaela Mestel. So, Katie Sokolowski, Squires, Mestel, Anna Howell, and Kayla James on the floor right now for the Stars. For Hershey, they will get it in to Kara Hibner. It looks like their original five are out there, including Kuroki, who has 4 fouls. And now we've got a foul up top on the Stars trying to come through a screen. And that's on Kayla James, her third. So Mestel, James, and Katie Sokolowski have 3 for the Stars. For Hershey, Kuroki has 4. Elsasser and Lindstrom have 3. Each team with 4 team fouls here in the second half. And Dan Lee Miller has the basketball. Kara Hibner leads Hershey with 10, and Elsasser has 9. Right wing to Hibner. Back up top, Miller. Right elbow, they go to Kuroki, who hasn't scored in the ball game. And Miller has 2 free throws. So a couple of players you expect to get some points haven't done anything offensively here tonight. On the right wing, Hibner. Right elbow, Kuroki, and she just dribbles it out beyond the arc. Trying to get it down to the low post. They do, running out of room on the baseline. Elsasser has to just throw it out top, and it goes into the backcourt and over and back. Elsasser got caught in the paint and had to just chuck it out of there. Turnover number 20. 36-30, Kearney Catholic. A score update. Silver Lake 51, Osceola 23 after 3. Chambers 44, Pleasanton 30 after 3. Lutheran High Northeast 39, Ord 15 after 3. Kearney Catholic with Anna Howell. Howell, ball above her head to the high post. Tries to hand it off to Katie Sokolowski. One-on-one to Squires underneath, and she walked. She started towards the baseline, was cut off there by Elsasser, so she spun back into the paint and got tripped and lost her balance. Turnover number 18 for Kearney Catholic. That's her bread and butter move, but that time she just knocked knees and lost her balance and took that extra half step. It was a good call. 36-30 Stars up the floor with it for the Panthers is going to be Kuroki. Gives it off Hibner. Hibner lost the handle on the shot, and it comes up way short, and Squires will grab the loose ball. Kearney Catholic trying to hold on and survive and get through this to the state tournament. With the basketball, Squires into the paint, goes to the baseline. James drives, short jumper, no good. Got her own rebound, and now she's fouled on the putback. And Kayla James has yet to score tonight. She did have a made free throw waved off because of a Kearney Catholic lane violation. That was not hers. The foul is on Chelsea Nicolite, her second. Fifth team foul on the Panthers. And Kayla James at the line to shoot two, and the first one is on the way, and it is no good. 36-30. Kearney Catholic leads it by six. They've led the entire half, and it's always been between 4 and 8 points. Second free throw now for James is on the way, and that's good. 37-30, Kearney Catholic. 5:45 to go in the ball game. And Hershey will have Miller bring it up one-on-one with James, and across the timeline, a timeout will be called here by Hershey coach Jeremy Thomas. It is a full-length timeout. So with 5:38 to go in our basketball game, Hershey has the ball. Kearney Catholic has the lead, 37-30.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Hershey has the ball, 37-30 Kearney Catholic with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Over on the wing to Nicolite, back up top to Miller. Didn't handle the pass, so tried to catch it with one hand, had to go back and get it. Into the corner for three, Kuroki, no. Backside rebound, Elsasser has it here. Hershey gets a second opportunity. Hershey is 2 of 6 from three-point land. Both of those came in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic's 3 of 5. They haven't even attempted one of the second half. Two-man game, driving in Kuroki, kicks it out of the wing, and it goes through the hands of Hibner and out of bounds. So Hershey, 3 turnovers here already. In quarter number 4. Kearney High continues to lead Papillion La Vista South 43-33 with 5 minutes to go in the game. So the Kearney girls and the Kearney Catholic girls both trying to get to state. Both would have a chance at a wild card, but they want to get there by the district title. Michaela Mestel tries to lob it through its tip, but James got it underneath. Then can't get a good shot up, but Mestel comes in and scores. Nobody covered Michaela Mestel, and she's got the offensive putback, and the Stars are now up by 9, 39-30, and Hershey gets it across the timeline, but they need to score. They break the press. They had Young open. They kick it out for a three, and it is good. Kara Hibner with a huge three-point bucket. She's got a team-high 13 points, 39-33 Stars, 4:20 to go in the ball game. Katie Sokolowski gives it to Anna Howell, who is seeing a lot of playing time here in the second half. Rotate it to Mestel, and now left corner they go to Sokolowski. Skip pass to James, almost knocked away. Kayla drives, shot blocked from behind by Kuroki, and she's able to take it away. 4 fouls and got that blocked shot. And now Ann will bring the ball up the floor against the double team near the timeline. Gives it to Miller. Miller not looking to score here. She was wide open. Swing it right side. Hibner lobs it down low. Shot up. No good. But a foul called on the Stars. Elsasser got deep but couldn't finish. And she'll have to earn it from the stripe. The foul is on Kearney Catholic's Michaela Mestel. And that will be her fourth personal foul. And getting ready to check in is Hoosman and Bailey Sokolowski. Right now, Elsasser to shoot the free throw. It is up and it is in. First point of the second half for Dana. She's got 10 in the ball game. And James and Mestel checking out. So the Stars change up their guards right now. 39-34, Kearney Catholic. 3:51 to go in the ball game. And the second free throw now coming up. Elsasser too strong, long rebound, tipped around, it's out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off of Squires. Kuroki fought for it. It looked like maybe it was off of her, but they're going to say it's Hershey ball, and they'll get it underneath their own hoop. So if they can score here, they make it a one-possession game. Back up top, ball knocked away from Kuroki. Howell can't quite make the steal. Ann picks it back up over to Miller, left corner, open shot on the way. Elsasser, no good. And the rebound brought down by Hannah Hoosman of the Stars. And the Stars will have Anna Howell get it into the front court to Katie Sokolowski. 1 point for Katie. She really hasn't even looked to score much since that first half. Howell, 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound is tipped out long, and Howell's going to run down the loose ball. She's in the right-hand corner, kicks it out to Hoosman, throws through the lane to Bailey Sokolowski. Nice pass. Bailey shoots and scores. Nice look in there by Hoosman. And Bailey Sokolowski, her first bucket of the second half. She's got 10 points, 41-34 Stars. 3 minutes to go in the district final. Hershey's hanging in there, but they haven't got close enough to make the Stars nervous as Hibner comes in and gets wiped out by Becky Squires. Kara Hibner came from the left wing all the way around two picks, and by the time Squires saw her, there was a huge collision, and Becky with her first personal foul will send Kara Hibner to the line. She has got a team-high 13 points. She's one of two at the stripe, and she'll get two right here. And the free throw is no good. Well, the Ansley-Kennesaw game is coming down to the wire. Ansley leads by two with 27 seconds remaining in the game. So Ansley up two with 27 seconds left in the game with Kennesaw. Free throw is up, and it is in. We'll have a final for you when that comes final. Hibner hits it. 41-35. Kearney Catholic facing the pressure across the timeline to Squires. Has some room. She'll take it all the way in and score. Becky Squires with a game-high 19 points, and they just can't get that stop. Hershey cannot make back-to-back possessions work for them. Miller comes into the paint. Kicks it on the wing. Three-pointer. Kuroki up and in. First bucket of the ball game for Ann Kuroki, and Hershey stays within shouting distance. 43-38, 2:25 to go. Katie Sokolowski doesn't take the three. Gives it to Conley. Into the corner. Squires open. She takes the shot, but before she takes the shot, a timeout by Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie. It'll be his first full-length timeout with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this C16 girls district final. Kearney Catholic has the ball and a 43-38 lead over Hershey. We'll be back after this.
Deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back to Cozad High School. 2:20 to go in our girls' final. And Kearney Catholic leads it by 5, 43-38, and they have the ball. Stars with 3 timeouts remaining. Hershey has 2 here in regulation. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop, And Lindsey Connolly looks to throw it in, looks to throw it into the high post to Katie Sokolowski. They double-team her, but then they don't put a body on her. She dribbles to the hoop, puts the short jumper up, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Elsasser. Kearney Catholic missed a bunch of those in the first half, but not so bad here in the second half. So again, a chance here for Hershey to make it a one-possession game. 2 minutes to go, down by five, off a couple of picks. Hibner, open three, it's no good. Long rebound, she's able to save it momentarily out to Young. And they try to save it on the right side. Kuroki, she walked. There's the whistle. Yeah, that's one that they'll let go in the pros, but they're not going to let go here on the high school side. She got caught on her hip coming off the right elbow and then tried to do the jump stop. And they blow the whistle and call Hershey for turnover number 22. Keeping you up to date on other scores, Silver Lake remains unbeaten as they dominate a good Osceola team, 62-27. And Ansley and Kennesaw are going to overtime. Kearney High leads 49-39 with 3 minutes left in the ball game over Papillion La Vista South. 1:40 to go here, Kearney Catholic basketball, and they're probably going to go into their stall game here. And there's still a foul to give here, so Hershey needs to step up and make a heck of a chance at a steal, and don't worry about the foul because they still won't put them to the line. A minute 25 to go, and Coach Thomas is saying get out there and foul. James just holding the ball over to Squires. Elsasser doesn't want to foul. She's got three. A minute 15. Thomas, they can't hear their coach. The ball over to Mestel. Down to the baseline, Howell. Back up top, Squires. A minute five. They want to foul. They need to foul. They finally foul. Sierra Young, her second. But the Stars whittle 40 seconds off the clock. And that is huge, 40 seconds off the clock. It's just the sixth team foul. So Kearney Catholic has to throw it in. Rachel Owen will check into the ball game. Coach Dwayne Schmidt says we still got a 30, so they want to use one. Timeout on the floor by Kearney Catholic. So a 30-second timeout with 1:03 to go in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic has the ball at a 43-38 lead. We'll be right back on KKPR-FM.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And we're back here at Cozad. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Kearney Catholic to throw it in, leading by five with a minute three to go. They're just across midcourt. And they'll bounce it into the backcourt to Katie Sokolowski. Young right on her, and she'll commit the foul. So Sierra Young with her third foul. That's the seventh team foul. So now the Stars will go to the line for the 1-1. Amazing. Katie Sokolowski just 1 point in this ball game. 1 of 2 at the line, 6 rebounds. This would be like a career low for her in what's going to be one of her last games at Kearney Catholic. Second all-time leading scorer for the Stars. Didn't play but 30 seconds of the second quarter and about half of the first quarter with 3 fouls and just never has got into a sink offensively. Free throw up, good. And that's really all the Stars have to do right now is hold on to the ball and make your free throws. 44-38, Kearney Catholic, exactly 1 minute to go. Second free throw now for the All-Stater. And Katie puts this one up and in. Sokolowski hits them both, 45-38. And now they need some points on the Hershey Panthers side. They'll get it to Kuroki. They've hit a couple of threes here in the fourth. Kuroki to the free throw line, into the corner. And here's the three-pointer, Nicolaide, in and out, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Hershey. Kearney Catholic's going to get the ball. Katie Sokolowski didn't get a clean grab of it, but when she dropped it off the shoulder of one of the Panthers. And so now Coach Thomas has to bring in a couple of kids that can foul and bring out the two girls that are in trouble with fouls, Kuroki with 4 and Elsasser with 3. 49 seconds remain of the ball game. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show into Katie Sokolowski up ahead to James. And there's nobody ahead of her, but she's going to slow it up. And there's the foul. Kara Hibner, that's one of those you don't expect. You turn around and all of a sudden, well, they told us not to shoot the ball, but you turn around, there's nobody in front of you, and James did the right thing. She froze it up, and she'll go to the line to shoot a one-and-one. Kayla James is one of two at the free throw line officially in the game. That's her only point. And the Stars, so-so at the line tonight. And James to shoot the front end of the one-and-one. And the free throw is on the way and in. 46-38. Hershey played pretty darn good defense tonight, but turnovers. 22 of them in the game. Stars had 18. Second free throw for James. Good. She'll hit them both. More subs in. Howell in. James out. But now it's a 9-point game. 47-38 with 42 seconds to go. And Hershey to throw the ball in. Looking. They'll lob it into El Sasser. Ooh, they've got a 2-on-1. Here comes Miller. Miller's going to take it down the lane. The leaner is up and in. There was even a little contact. Timeout, Hershey. So Danley Miller gets her first field goal of the game at the 36-second mark in the fourth quarter. And a timeout called here by the Hershey Panthers. They will only have one remaining. 36 seconds to go in the game. Kearney Catholic 47 and Hershey 40. And we take a look at another final score tonight. Chambers 59 and Pleasanton 53. It was a 3-point game with 20 seconds to go, but Chambers wins it 59-53. Pleasanton must have given them a heck of a run tonight in that basketball game. We'll have more finals coming up for you. So stay with us here. Silver Lake also a winner. Kennesaw and Ansley are currently in overtime. Lutheran High Northeast was dominating Ord in their ball game as well. Kearney High was up 10 with 3 minutes to go. Here, Kearney Catholic's up 7 with 36 seconds to go. Hershey really needs a steal. And some confusion here as to how many players were on the floor for Kearney Catholic. It wouldn't have been too many. Kayla James was just over trying to talk to the coach. They were trying to do a little sneak. Got it into Katie Sokolowski. Tried to reach in and tie her up from behind. Miller says, hey, I tied her up. Coach Thomas said she was tied up, but instead the whistle and the foul. And Miller with her third personal foul. The possession arrow does point the way of Kearney Catholic. So in the grand scheme of things, it still would have been Kearney Catholic ball. And maybe this will help, as they don't have to worry about wasting time here from the inbounds again. Katie Sokolowski will shoot the ball on a 1-and-1. She's 3 of 4 for her only 3 points tonight. That's the 19th foul, so still a 1-and-1. And Sokolowski will put this free throw on the way and right through there. 48-40. If the Stars able to hang on, it looks like they would be the number 3 seed at the state tournament. And we'll talk about that in the post game. Second free throw up, and it is in, and Kearney Catholic wants to call a timeout. It'll be a full-length timeout. 34 seconds to go in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic 49 and Hershey 40. We'll be right back.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Main, Cosler, and Cottle of Kearney.
And we are back here at Cozad. Again, we want to thank all the fine sponsors. As the season is winding down, we're about ready to head to the state tournament for all the area teams. If Kearney Catholic is the 3 seed, their game Thursday would be the final C1 game at 3:45 in the afternoon. Right now, it is Hershey ball. Kearney Catholic is not going to pressure in the backcourt. And they will lob it into Hibner. Hibner at midcourt with 32 seconds. They can't mess around. They need to get a shot here, and they're messing around. Miller throws it inside. And the turnaround jumper is on the way. No good by Kuroki. The rebound brought down by Squires, and she is fouled, and that should about do it. Hershey tried to run a set play there, and then when they did, they threw it inside. They do not have time to shoot two-point buckets. They have to cast up the threes, and didn't happen tonight. A final in Class D1. Kennesaw has upset Ansley 48-40 in overtime. Kennesaw 48-40 in overtime. Here's Squires to shoot two. It's good. So the Stars are hitting their free throws here in the fourth quarter. They are 9 of 10 in this fourth quarter of play. And now the senior Mackenzie Marshall will come in and replace the freshman Michaela Meskel. A little more experience there. Stars are up 10. That's their largest lead of the game. They have scored 17 here in the fourth, 9 from the free throw line. Second free throw up and in for Becky Squires. 21 game-high points for Squires, 51-40. And we'll play it out here as Hershey brings it across the timeline for Miller. Miller top of the circle, fires up the three. It's short, offensive rebound, and a foul on Kearney Catholic. Dana Elsasser snuck in there on the air ball and got the rebound. Now she'll go to the line and shoot two. Bailey Sokolowski tried to block the shot, called for the foul. Coach Rick Petrie is going to also sub in here with Sarah Lease. 15 seconds remain in our game. The Misco Sports postgame show is next as the free throw is up and in by Elsasser. I'll tell you this, though. They've got a lot of young kids, although that they will be losing Kuroki, Elsasser, and Nicolite. This Hershey ball club is going to be pretty tough in the West for quite some time, it would appear. And Coach Rick Petrie is subbing for his seniors, and he'll take Becky Squires out so she can get the applause from the fans. It was her game tonight. Once she saw how things were going with Katie Sokolowski, she took over. Second free throw up, and it is in for Elsasser. She's got a dozen points, 51-42. Kearney Catholic will get it in. Hershey looks like they're not going to foul. Ellie Conley up to Marshall. The ball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. 10 seconds to go. 51-42. The Stars to finish things out here. Rachel Owen, Mackenzie Marshall, Sarah Lease, Katie Sokolowski, and Ellie Conley on the floor. Conley will throw it into Owen, just trying to play keep away. They trap her, and a foul will be called with 7 seconds to go. And Rachel Owen, the senior off the bench, has got a chance to get into the scorebook here. That is the 10th team foul on Hershey. Kearney High is headed to state. They finish off Papillion-La Vista South tonight, 58-43. Big win for the Cats. That is a big, big win for Kearney High. And now for Hershey, Coach Jeremy Thomas is going to clear the bench. Coming in, Brooke Frederick, Joanna Mackley, Sierra Young, Shelby Mustian, and Jenna Young. 7 seconds remain in the game. Bailey Sokolowski has come in for her sister Katie here for Kearney Catholic. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats and a chat with Coach Rick Petrie coming up. Free throw by Rachel Owen won't go. She'll have one more here with 7 seconds to go. And the second free throw here by Owen is on the way, and that's good. And a chance for one more shot here for Hershey. They'll get it in to Frederick. 5 seconds at midcourt, gives it off to Young, the freshman. Ball knocked away. Sierra Young throws it to the wing, and they will not get a shot away. And this basketball game is over. And the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars will head to the state tournament in Lincoln next Thursday as the C16 district champions with a record of 23-1 on the season. And that should really help out Southern Valley and probably get Southern Valley at the state tournament because unless Wahoo gets upset tonight, Wahoo would be the only one that is still in the mix there if they have the happen to lose their basketball game. But Hershey will end the season at 17-5. Kearney Catholic will improve to 23-1. And it's time now to hand out the trophies here at Cozad High School, runner-up to the Hershey Panthers, and the championship to Kearney Catholic. And while they do all that, cut down the nets and more, we'll get the stats figured up, give you some score updates, and take you into the Misco Sports postgame show. And it's coming up next on KKPR.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to Cozad High School. Doug Duda with you as it's time for the Mishko Sports postgame show. Mishko Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, where all Red Ledge and Columbia ski coats remain half off. Red Ledge ski pants are on sale. And for those cold nights still here in the winter, Wigwam stocking caps, half off. They also have Columbia gloves and a whole lot more. At Mishko Sports, open 7 days a week for your convenience on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center. Kearney Catholic 52 and Hershey 42 to conclude the postseason here in district play. We've got some other scores to pass along to you, and we will do that in just a little bit. Let's give you what we have. It was Kennesaw downing Ansley in overtime, 48-40. Chambers defeats Pleasanton, 59-53. Silver Lake over Osceola, 62-27 to remain unbeaten. And Kearney High, 58. And Papillion La Vista South, 43. Lutheran High Northeast was up 24 over Ord going into the fourth quarter. We do not have a final on that, but safe to say that Northeast picks up the win. We've got a couple more scores we're going to pass along to you in just a moment as well, so stay with us, and we will take a break and be back with more on the Mishko Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to the Mishko Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com, where Kearney Catholic has claimed a district championship tonight with a 52-42 win over the Hershey Panthers. And we are joined by head coach Rick Petrie. And Coach, Hershey made you work for it tonight.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. They're a good ball team, and you got to give them a lot of credit.
Katie Sokolowski in early foul trouble. If I tell you Katie Sokolowski has 5 points, you're not going to like your chances very much, are you?
Not usually, no. I thought, you know, we had some great contributions from some other kids. Becky played a great game tonight. I thought Bailey came in and did a couple nice things for us. And we just had some kids do some nice things.
Talk about maybe Katie not getting involved in the second half. This can happen to any kid if they don't get off and it's – you know, she's used to being out there and being a big part of the basketball game, but maybe only a couple three shots the entire second half there for. Did you just keep with what you guys were doing, or did she just kind of shy away?
No, we just tried to keep doing what we were doing. You know, they were taking the three away from her and getting out on her, and, you know, that's a big part of her arsenal, and, you know, she wasn't able to get any of those shots off. And we really wanted to try and get the ball inside a little more, and, you know, we were hoping to maybe set some picks for her and Becky, but you know, it just didn't work out that she was able to get posted. And, you know, it's just one of those games. She fought through a little adversity, played some good defense the second half. And, you know, sometimes the offense doesn't come, but it's important that you keep playing defense as well, and I thought that Kitts did a great job.
Well, we have to talk a little bit more about Becky Squires because she ends the game with a team-high, game-high 21 points, and I mentioned there in the third quarter when it was pretty apparent that somebody else was going to have to get the majority of the points tonight. I mentioned this was more of what Becky looked like her sophomore and earlier in her junior year. We've talked all year about how the role has changed a little bit, but the kids don't forget how to play.
No, they don't, and it was nice to see Becky. She really battled inside on the boards, and, you know, she's pretty strong. A lot of times she might have missed the first shot, but came back and, you know, got another offensive rebound, put it back in. You know, she shot free throws well tonight, and that's another, you know, thing that's kind of been missing for her this season as well.
There weren't a lot of runs in the game, but you had a couple more mini runs than Hershey. It seemed like there was time and time again when that game was 5 or 6 points, they had a chance to make it a one-possession game, and you never let them do it.
No, you know, I thought that, you know, Kayla James and Hannah Hoosman played great defense, you know, on Miller girl, and, you know, took kind of her game away from her a little bit. And, you know, got to give them credit. They don't always score a lot, but, you know, they know what their role is, and they executed it to a T. And, you know, Anna Howell came in, played a lot of minutes for us. She's practiced really well. She took care of the ball really well tonight. I don't think she turned it over at all. And, you know, that's a huge difference in a pressure game like this.
Yeah, according to my numbers, 13 turnovers in the first half, 5 in the second half. And we mentioned at halftime, because both teams came out and turned it over right away in the third quarter, whoever starts taking care of the ball better is going to have a chance here. And you guys obviously took care of the ball better. Did Hershey do anything that surprised you? I mean, I'm always surprised when somebody tries to throw a full-court press on you guys, but they came out with no fear tonight.
No, they didn't. You know, and we knew what to expect. You know, like I said, we turned the ball over a little bit. A lot of times unforced, or we just weren't aware of where we were on the court. You know, a couple times we'd get in the middle of the floor, somebody would come up behind us and poke it away and those sorts of things. But second half, I just thought we did a lot better job of taking care of the basketball.
Well, we know that going in as a winner is a lot different than going in as a wild card. Big accomplishment for you guys tonight.
Yeah, it is. There's just a little bit different mindset that you have going in, knowing you won your last game, and, you know, you can hopefully build on that as you go down to state.
All right, enjoy the weekend, and we'll let you go down and get your picture taken. That can't get old. That can't get old.
No, it doesn't get old. It doesn't. You know, anytime you can continue to win and win a district championship, get down to state, you know, it's part of the rewards of coaching these great kids.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the district championship.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks for the coverage, Doug. Appreciate you coming this way.
You bet, buddy. That is the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, Rick Petrie. And we've taken a look at some of the other scores. We need to take a look at some of the stats from this game, and we'll do it after this timeout.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at our final stats of the basketball game. First of all, for Hershey, I had Ann Kuricki with a three-point bucket in the fourth quarter as her only point. She had one block. Kara Hibner led the way for the Panthers tonight with 14 points, one rebound. Dana El Sasser had 12 points, and she had a game-high 8 rebounds. Played very well in the game tonight. Chelsea Nicolite, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Lakin Lindstrom had 5 points, 4 rebounds. Dan Lee Miller held to 4 points tonight, 3 rebounds and 1 block. And Sierra Young, 2 points, 4 rebounds and 1 block. I had Hershey for 14 rebounds in the first half, 8 in the second. In fact, I had Hershey for 11 rebounds in the first quarter and 11 total the rest of the game tonight for the Panthers. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, 5 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half of play. and 2 of 7 in the second half of play. Turnovers for the Panthers, 13 in the first half and 9 in the second half. Hershey tonight from the field was 15 out of 40 for 38%. 19 points at halftime, 23 in the second half. The Panthers finished with 42 points, 22 rebounds, 8 out of 12 at the free throw line, 4 of 11 from three-point land, 3 block shots and 22 turnovers. A very nice season for this Hershey Panthers team will come to an end tonight with a record of 17-5. We'll look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this. Timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Cozad. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, and Loup City, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Here's a look at the final numbers for the Lady Stars tonight. They had 8 players score. Michaela Mestel, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Rachel Owen, 1.1 rebound. Anna Howell, 1.1 rebound. Lindsay Conley, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Kayla James, 3 points, all fourth quarter free throws. She had 1 rebound. Hannah Hoosman had 1 rebound. Bailey Sokolowski, 10 points. 8 of those were in the first half. She had 3 rebounds. Sarah Lees had a rebound and a blocked shot. Katie Sokolowski, 5 points. A team-high 6 rebounds, and the 5 points are a season low. And for Becky Squires, she led the way tonight. 21 points led all scorers, 8 in the first half, 13 in the second half. 7 of those were in the fourth quarter. She also had 5 rebounds. I had Kearney Catholic for 12 rebounds in each half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 7 in the first half, 12 of 17 in the second half, including 11 of 13 in the fourth quarter. Three-point shooting, 3 of 5 in the first half, and the Stars did not even attempt a three-pointer in the second half, and I don't ever remember a half with Kearney Catholic at least not shooting a three-point bucket. Turnovers for the Stars, 13 in the first half, but as Coach Petrie said, they cut that down, Anna Howell, one of the reasons, to 5 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 24 points at halftime. They scored 28 in the second half, and Kearney Catholic finishes with 52 points, 24 rebounds, 17 out of 24 at the free throw line, 3 of 5 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 18 turnovers as the second and third-ranked Stars in Class C1 improve to 23-1 on the season and advance on to the C1 state tournament with a 52-42 win over the Hershey Panthers. For Kearney Catholic tonight, they were 16 out of 41 from the field for 39%. So they shot 39%. Hershey shot 38%. Kearney Catholic only had one more shot attempt, but they had 2 times as many free throws. They had 24 to 12, and they made 17 compared to 8, and there's your difference, the 9 more made free throws for Kearney Catholic. Becky Squires was 8 of 11 from the field tonight, and Katie Sokolowski was 0 for 6 as she was shut out from the field tonight, all of her points from the free throw line. So it looks like Kearney Catholic will advance on as the number 3 seed in the state tournament, and that means a 3:45 game at Pershing Auditorium next Thursday. Now, the brackets will come out tomorrow, of course. The official pairings will be coming out, but Lutheran High Northeast looks like they will go in as the top seed like they did in volleyball. They were unbeaten and got beat in the first game. Not a lot of people are respecting Lutheran High Northeast. In fact, they're ranked 5th in the Lincoln Journal Star. Wahoo Newman is the one that everybody is really scared about going into the state tournament along with Kearney Catholic. But the Stars have shown that they can play close games, and the fourth quarter could be exciting down in Lincoln. So 3:45 at Pershing unofficially for Kearney Catholic next Thursday afternoon. And as far as who they might play, I know that the coach was telling me before the ball game, they thought that it would be the winner of that Bennington-Lincoln Christian game is who they thought that they would end up playing. Whoever Bennington or Lincoln Christian, the winner of that tonight, probably will be the first-round opponent for the Stars. We'll take a final timeout. Be back in 30 seconds on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle. For tax preparation, planning and audits, or bookkeeping and payroll, don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Hillman, Maine, Cosler & Cottle of Kearney.
A reminder, we've got plenty of basketball still to come tomorrow night. The Kearney High boys begin the Class A district postseason as they take on the fine folks from Lincoln Southwest, a rematch from earlier this season, and that game is at 7:15 tomorrow night on ESPN 1460 from Bellevue East High School. If they win, they would play again on Monday night and most likely against Omaha Central. Also coming up Monday, Minden takes on Chadron, Ravenna takes on Axtell. Depending how Kearney High does, that will depend on which station, which game we'll be airing on. But we will have all of those games for you coming up on Monday. The Breeze, 94.5 here on KKPR and on ESPN Radio, depending on how the game with Kearney High ends up Saturday. Then also on Tuesday, we'll be bringing you the Loup City Overton D1 final from Gibbon High School, and I think that covers all the games that we will have for you. Of course, they will also be bringing the Giltner game to you against Sterling, the defending champs, on the Breeze 94.5 on Tuesday. In case you missed any other scores that we had for you, Kearney High is headed to state. They beat Papillion La Vista South 58-43. Kennesaw is headed to state with a 48-40 overtime win over Ansley, denying the Warriors their first trip to Lincoln. Chambers fights off Pleasanton despite Laurel Zwiener's 27 points. And for Miss Axman, she had 20 points in the ball game tonight. They had 47 of Pleasanton's 53. It was 59-53 Chambers. Silver Lake, the number one team in D1, beats Osceola 62-27, and Lutheran High Northeast goes to state unbeaten as they down Ord tonight. Again, our final, led by the 21-point performance of Becky Squires, Kearney Catholic defeats Hershey 52-42. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the breaks in the downtown Kearney Center as the winter sports season is winding down. It's time to think spring, and they've got the new running shoes for the track season coming in. For baseball and softball, they can get your caps, your uniforms, your travel bags, your bats, your balls, your gloves, all the gear you need. And, of course, Misco Sports is your headquarter for little kids wrestling with the singlets, the headgear, the knee pads, the shoes, everything you need. Open 7 days a week on the brinks of the downtown Kearney Center. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying we will talk to you on Monday. Again, your final tonight, Kearney Catholic heading to state with a 52-42 win over Hershey. Good night, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.